Yo, 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 it's your boy Sean Puff. I'm here with Mike K, and this is Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
What's happening, man?
Nothing much, man. I'm just looking at the way that I'm recording this today, and for some reason, it just looks so out of control right now. I don't know why. It's like speeding, and the numbers are going crazy, and I don't know what the fuck's up with this thing.
Oh, it's not broken.
No, it's not broken. It's going fine. It's just, I think it's the way that the numbers are broken down. So it just kind of looks like it's like flying through. Either that or we're going to sound like the chipmunks on the playback. One of the two.
Oh. That'd be fun.
That'd be hilarious. The chipmunks episode.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, welcome to the show. This is Smart Spot Monkeys and Super Kicks. I already said all that. I forgot. I'm getting thrown off by all this like speedy ass shit going on in front of me. I think I just have to change the numbers on it and how it lines up, but whatever, not that big of a deal. We got a good show for you this week. A lot of stuff to talk about. I had to cut it off because we were talking here before the show started and we must've covered like four topics that should have all been recorded.
Like, say it again.
Seriously, but let's just like get right into things. Cause we don't really have a main topic this week. It's not really anything crazy going on. We've got a Super Showdown around the corner. I'm pondering whether or not I want to cover that as a breakdown. I know typically we don't do pit stops for Saudi Arabia, but there's no other pay-per-view this month for the WWE. It's just Saudi Arabia. It's actually their regular February pay-per-view.
It doesn't count.
No, it counts. It actually counts. Look, they're looking. We'll get into that. Let's talk about some of the stuff that's going to go on there. Rumor and innuendo, which you claim is not rumor and innuendo, is Carmella is going to fight Bayley in Saudi Arabia for the women's title.
That is pretty much a fact. All but a fact, pretty much.
Why?
Because Carmella won a fatal four-way last night at SmackDown to win the title shot, and most likely that reports are that match is going to happen at Saudi Arabia.
That's dumb. You shouldn't do it in Saudi Arabia. Save it for... God.
So they're gonna have women's matches at Saudi Arabia again.
I don't want to see Bayley versus Carmella in Saudi Arabia. They're both gonna be covered up from head to toe.
Well, yeah, but they're gonna have, you know, it's progressive, so they're gonna have women wrestle. So
put together two women. I don't care. How about Nia Jax versus, I don't know, Shayna Baszler.
I don't think black women are allowed in Saudi Arabia.
That's racist!
Well, talk to Saudi Arabia, man. We shouldn't be there in the first place.
Didn't Naomi fight at the last card? No, it was Lacey Evans Sasha Banks.
Lacey Evans and Natalya.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't Sasha Banks. Sasha Banks has wrestled in Saudi Arabia before, I want to say.
No, they've only had one women's match.
No, I think that's not true. I feel like Sasha Banks wrestled a match.
One. What are you talking about? That's a big thing. Was
not at, so, not Natalia at Super and, Showdown. But I
feel, yes, it was. Natalya and freaking Lacey Evans was the first female match in Saudi Arabia.
I don't think it was.
It was. There was a whole thing about it. They talked about it for freaking ever.
WWE says a lot of things that aren't true. They just make shit up because they think that people forget shit.
This was totally true, man. I honestly don't think that they want to have black women wrestling in Saudi Arabia. They shouldn't be there in the first place. It's fucking ridiculous. It's so stupid that they're there. I hate it. So I say that.
All right,
that's why,
ready?
I say that figure doesn't exist. It doesn't matter.
I'm not a geography guy. So you tell me, what is the difference between Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates?
Two different countries.
Are they next to each other?
Kind of. I mean, maybe you don't have to really get into like geography and stuff like that, but if you can visualize the Middle East, right?
But they're both in the Middle East.
Yeah, they're both in the Middle East, right.
So this is all schematics. That's all it is schematics. Because Sasha Banks fought Alexa Bliss in the United Arab Emirates 2 years prior to Natalia versus Lacey Evans in Saudi Arabia. So maybe in Saudi Arabia, but in the Middle East, where it's still not permitted, it was really Alexa Bliss versus Sasha Banks that was first.
Right, but the difference is the UAE is a more progressive and, like, you know, first world country, where Saudi Arabia is not. That's the big difference.
Saudi Arabia doesn't allow black people there, apparently.
Not so much that they don't allow black people. They're kind of, we frown upon other, you know, races, basically, other than white people. Because it's Saudi Arabia.
That's so racist. So Saudi Arabia is just a bunch of fucking KKK.
It's fucking Saudi Arabia, dude. It's run by a freaking dictatorship, freaking prince who killed Americans and shit. And yet we just, and the WWE just drops right over there, no big deal, because fucking Vince McMahon needs fucking money because his fucking company's going through the shitter because he doesn't fucking know what he's doing anymore.
They got along with Obama.
The cops are coming over.
Yeah, they're coming to get me. Yeah. I don't know what the hell's going on up there. I think it was an ambulance. It's probably a drug overdose. It's a drug overdose. Don't worry about it. It's all good. We have
those. If you want to kind of visualize, if you can take in your mind's eye where these countries are. So, like, if you visualize the Mediterranean Sea, right?
No.
And then, like, at the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea,
is Africa.
Where Africa meets,
yeah.
Is where Egypt is, right?
Yep.
And then, like, the Red Sea is right next to it. And then on the other side of that, of the Red Sea, is Saudi Arabia. And then next to Saudi Arabia is United Arab Emirates.
So it's right next to it. So basically, Sasha Banks and Alexa Bliss did it first, but they don't want to give her credit because Sasha Banks is black. This is racist.
Well, they did it in the UAE. Like I said, it's a totally different country. It doesn't totally matter. Different thing.
It doesn't matter. It's the Middle East. They're all the same. Not,
it's not progressive because
they all wear towels on their head.
The UAE is a regular country, dude. It's not like that. It's not like you're thinking of. They're two totally different countries.
No, I know that.
Even though they're right next to each other, they're two totally different countries altogether.
Like says
China
you.
And India. Like China and India.
It's not like China and India. It's like.
Sure it is.
It's like.
One's a communist country that's full of freaking. One's a communist run country, run by a dictator. The other one's a peaceful nation run by a government. And yet, one's considered, like, completely progressive, one's not. The same concept.
It's like Russia and Slovakia.
Again, two totally different countries.
But they're very close.
No.
Okay. Not. It's like Slovakia and where's Borat from?
Kazakhstan.
It's like Kazakhstan and Slovakia.
No, dude. Yes. Slovakia is more like, if you want to compare like Slovakia to someone, you can compare more to Poland.
I'm just saying that the United Arab Emirates isn't that progressive if it was only 2 years before that they had their first female wrestling match.
Way more progressive than freaking Saudi Arabia.
Dude, they still have strict rules that govern what women wear in public.
Sure, but it's nowhere near as bad as Saudi Arabia is. That's all I'm saying.
No, they still have to be covered up completely. Sasha Banks and Alexa Bliss were like covered almost head to toe for that match. Much like Natalia and Lacey Evans were. It's all the same stuff. Because it's religion. It's their religious belief.
Yeah, whatever.
It's just a bunch of crap.
Saudi Arabia just hates women.
Who hates women? They're all gay.
I don't trust any place that hates women.
How do you hate women and you hate gays?
Exactly. I don't get it, dude.
Pick
really
one. You can't hate women and gays.
I know.
But if you hate women, then you're going to be gay, right?
Pretty much, right.
I don't know. I don't get it. They don't know what's going on. That's their ass backwards over there.
Yeah, I'm going to get. This is why I hate the fact that the WWE goes there.
Cue the terrorist threats I'm going to get in my Twitter.
Dude, it hurts. I mean, the last time they went to Saudi Arabia, they literally grounded the plane. And, like, wouldn't let them leave.
I know.
Like, and you went, and you're going to go back like it's no big deal? Like,
yeah, why not? Dude, screw it. Let's go. It'll be fun.
Sami Zayn's not even allowed to go there.
Well, I get that.
But you know what I mean? Like, how could you go someplace where, like, some of your people aren't even allowed to go or allowed to do anything?
I mean, Sami Zayn's not allowed to come to my house either. I'm just saying.
Like, can you imagine not being allowed to go to a country?
Yeah.
Like, sure. Yeah. All those guys come except for that guy. He can't come.
Remember when Geraldo got kicked out of Iraq?
He's probably happy. He's probably like, good, I don't fucking go there anyway.
Well, they don't like each other. Like, his people don't like their people, so I'm sure he's happy about it.
Whatever. If I was Sami Zayn, I'd be freaking happy as hell. He's like, yes, we're going to fucking Saudi Arabia.
That's why he dances around all the time, because he knows that he won't go to Saudi Arabia.
Yes, I don't have to go. Thank you.
They're like, why is this guy such a dancing fool? It's like, because they won't ask me to go to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, because I don't have to go. Fuck that. Fuck that place.
The Saudi show is... Fuck that. The Saudi show is shaping up decently. We're going to get Corbin versus Reigns in a cage.
Again, yay.
Yeah, this Corbin is like what? This is what? Time number 9,872?
No, seriously. For the 900th time, let's have freaking Corbin versus Reigns again.
You know what they could do that would make this cool? If they fed somebody dog food.
Yeah. Even worse. If it's not dog food on a pole match.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, in Saudi Arabia, wouldn't it be like just dog on a pole match?
I don't know. Is they even allow dogs there? I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know if they're allowed dogs in Saudi Arabia. They might only eat dogs. I don't know. Good question.
Are they allowed to... Is Roman Reigns allowed to be called the big dog?
I don't know. I hope he's not, and they take him away for it. They call him the big dog, and they just come out and snatch him up. Like, you come with us. You don't be big dog here.
I wouldn't be surprised if Saudi Prince doesn't freaking do that.
He's like, I said you can't call him that.
He's like, yeah, I'll just take him. He's mine.
Well, we got our main event for Super Showdown, and it's going to be Bill Goldberg versus The Fiend for the Universal Championship. Because, you know, why not just give somebody a title shot who hasn't earned it in the last match he had? He lost after he knocked himself out, banging his head against the door before the match, and gave himself a concussion.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. So stupid. Not even that, but it's just like, and obviously, this is nothing more than a showcase match. This screams that the Saudi Prince wanted Bill Goldberg to be there. So they're like, all right, we got to put a match together. Let's just have him face the Fiend.
Here's the one thing I like about it. Goldberg's not going to win this match.
Yeah, he's definitely not winning this match.
So it just gives more credibility to the Fiend that he's going to beat Goldberg.
Which I'm fine with. Which I'm absolutely fine with.
Absolutely, I agree.
The problem is, though, I would have rather, if that was really the case, that you're really trying to give some certification to Bray Wyatt,
yep.
Then why not have this match at WrestleMania?
Because who cares about this at WrestleMania? You do some crap like this in a shit show like Saudi Arabia.
But what better way to put over the Fiend even more than to have him win and beat Goldberg at WrestleMania?
It's Goldberg. No one gives a fuck about Goldberg anymore.
People still do.
No, nobody cares about Goldberg. Nobody likes people Goldberg. Nobody gives two shits about Goldberg. It's like, he's like, you're next. It's like, no, he's not. You're old and you sucked before you were old.
I'm pretty good at the head. I don't know if you saw it. Did you see SmackDown?
I did. I missed, like, the first 30 minutes, but...
Okay, yeah. So you saw, like, the breaking news, the Firefly Funhouse news.
Yes.
It was pretty freaking good.
Yes. Even though Goldberg's whole part just kind of killed the whole thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, he just blew it off and just kind of like...
You're not going to intimidate me! I'm coming for your title! Fiend, Bray Wyatt, you're next.
Okay. He's like, okay, well, good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
I love his bye. That's my favorite part of the Firefly Funhouse, I think. That's great. We get another match cut. Well, by the way, so after SmackDown went off the air, The Fiend had a match last night. And, last night for us, it'll be the night before if you're listening to this on Sunday. They brought the fucking red light back.
Ugh. Well, I think they do that for, like, certain things.
Who do you think? For all The Fiend matches when he doesn't have a red belt strapped to his arm.
What? Who did he face?
I don't know. Oh. I didn't bother looking at it. I saw the article and I saw pictures with the red light and it just disgusted me, so I just closed it.
I doubt they'll do that in Saudi Arabia.
Why?
Well, because, I don't know, how those, all those, like...
Like, well, because that red light, if you see a red light in Saudi Arabia, it means to blow yourself up.
It could be, right. Or it could be, like... Not to mention, like, how are they going to be able to, like, walk around and make their deals in the dark? Or in red light, you know?
Yeah, they probably do a lot of stuff like that under red lights.
It's going to be hard to, like, you know, make their shady terrorist deals if they freaking...
No, it's easier when you're in the darkness.
I suppose, but I don't know, like...
The Saudi prince is going to ask to keep the red light on through the whole show?
I don't know what you're looking. I don't know if they're gonna do it or not. They're gonna do it in Saudi Arabia against Goldberg. You don't want Goldberg in red light?
I don't care. I don't want Goldberg. You're the only one that thinks this is a good match.
I don't think it's a good match. I think it's a wasted match. But
you said it should be at WrestleMania.
Well, yeah. Like if you're gonna use it as a way to springboard freaking Bray Wyatt, then yeah, do it at Mania.
No, please don't do it at Mania, Vince. If you're listening to this. Don't listen to Mike.
You'd rather have Roman Reigns because that's what it's going to be.
I would rather have Roman Reigns than Goldberg at Mania. Only if Roman Reigns loses, though. Roman Reigns can't win.
He's going to win. No. That's why they're doing this. It sets up perfectly. So Bray Wyatt gets a legit win to make him look even stronger going into Mania against Roman. And then Roman beats him, which makes Roman's win even more spectacular. Blah, 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 blah.
So here's my question. We've already determined that what my original thought was of Bray Wyatt is exactly what he is. He changes people. He's changed somewhat. Daniel Bryan.
Somewhat.
No, he's changed everybody. Who has? What do you mean somewhat? Seth Rollins went heel, right?
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan went back to being Bryan Danielson, the American Dragon.
I said this before, man. Seth Rollins went heel because of the way that match was booked. It had nothing to do with Bray Wyatt. It happened to work out that way.
Regardless, but after that was when they kind of made that thing of, okay, here's what he's going to do. So I'll say that I don't think that was the original plan. But it just worked out that they were like, okay, here's what we're going to do and we're going to run with this. Hurt heel. It makes sense with the hurt heel. He either hurts you or he heals you. He hurt Seth Rollins. Now, anyway, heel. I mean, as funny as that sounds, he hurt Seth Rollins and he went heel. He healed Daniel Bryan. And Daniel Bryan turned old school babyface Bryan Danielson when he was, like, phenomenal.
Uh-huh.
He healed The Miz and brought him back to the old school vicious Miz when he was with John Morrison from kind of mediocre... I'm just floating around doing nothing, Miz, that he was before. Who else has he fought?
I don't know.
That might be it. That might have been his only feuds. And
that's all he's done. He fought Bray Wyatt. He's fought Daniel Bryan like twice.
But that's what he does. Like, and it's even been announced. They've even said it on WWE programming now. They've acknowledged that he changes people. So here's my question: how is he going to change Goldberg?
He's not. Because, like I said, Saudi Arabia previews don't count.
You know what I would love to see? I would love to see him change Goldberg, and he beats Goldberg, and on Monday night, Goldberg's music hits, and out comes Goldberg!
And they might do that, but I don't know.
Oh my god, the Fiend has changed Goldberg to Goldberg!
Funny as that would be.
Dude, that would be great. That would be the best ever.
Yeah. But, I mean, so, but the problem is, like, all right, fine. If that's even the, yeah, I don't even acknowledge that stuff, and I get it all, but, like, one, that's not going to happen with Goldberg. And then Roman's going to beat him at WrestleMania, so then what?
Well, we still got something before then. We got Elimination Chamber. He's got to beat somebody there, too.
Yeah, the Elimination Chamber is going to be for who faces him at WrestleMania.
Yeah, but he's going to fight somebody, too. They're not going to have him have, like, a throwaway this month and then not have him have a regular match next month. He'll get a match next
month. Why not?
Because, here's why. Because Brock Lesnar is fighting in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah,
so Brock Lesnar is not going to fight at Elimination Chamber.
He's going to beat him in, like, 5 seconds.
You think so?
No, they want Ricochet, yeah. I mean, they might drag it out a little longer.
Why do you hate Ricochet? Just because he sticks his finger in his bum?
I know what they're gonna do. Like, he's gonna have an extended squash against Ricochet.
No, I think Ricochet will put up a little bit of a fight.
I mean, it might last maybe 7 minutes, 8 minutes tops.
Match
of the night.
It's fucking Brock Lesnar. How many times does he have fucking 25-minute classics?
I know, it's my point. It's not gonna last very long. It's kind of
even his half hour in the Rumble was not a lot.
It wasn't even half hour.
It was just 15 extended squashes.
Yeah, exactly. It was just 15 extended squashes. So Drew McIntyre came.
Here's my question about this. Why did you put Ricochet in this match?
To give Brock Lesnar something to face.
So why not the guy that you brought back to the WWE for the purpose of putting him against Goldberg before everything changed? I mean, against Brock Lesnar before everything changed. That person being Bobby fucking Lashley.
Because Bobby Lashley's doing cuckold stories.
But they're not going to do the cuckold story in Saudi Arabia. So,
no,
just put Bobby Lashley versus fucking... So, here's the thing. We know Ricochet's not going to beat Brock Lesnar.
Of course not.
So, you could easily just put Bobby Lashley in that place to not beat Brock Lesnar instead.
The Saudi prince probably didn't want that. Probably wanted him to... He wanted to see Brock Lesnar beat somebody else. So, they're like, all right, let's give him something he can toss around easily. How about Ricochet?
I guess, maybe. I'd say that he just didn't want to see a black guy against him, but Ricochet's kind of black.
Too. That's another thing, too, yeah, because he's black.
Ricochet's kind of black, dude.
No, not as black as Bobby Lashley.
He's black, though. What do you mean? That's racist.
He's not as...
You've just been saying a lot of racist shit today, dude.
He's not like... He's not black.
He's like...
Talk to people in Saudi Arabia, man. They're the ones running this shit.
Like, look, my brother's light-skinned. My brother is just as black as me. We have the same mother and the same father, but he looks white.
Nah, your brother, you guys look the same.
What?
You guys look the same. You don't
my brother is much. Super light-skinned. My brother's not, I mean, he's not as white as you.
You're not like a dark black dude. You're a regular guy.
I'm regular brown.
You and your brother look relatively the same.
No, people think all the time that he's not my real brother because like, but he's white all the time.
That's because they're racist. They don't see it. But...
Speaking of which, I'm in Market Basket yesterday, and I see Black Kelly and her daughter. And her daughter looks at me and goes, Kelly sees me and goes, hey, Alina, turn around. And she turns around and sees me. Now, Alina loves me. She, she's always like, where's Puffy? Tell Puffy I said hi. I want to see Puffy. And she turns around and looks at me and goes, who are you?
Yeah.
And we both stop. Me and Kelly start laughing. And she's like, that's Puffy. And she goes, you're not Puffy. Puffy's tan. You're brown.
Man, that is racist.
I was dying. It took her. She asked me at one point. She says, oh, yeah? Puffy, do you remember taking me to McDonald's after my doctor's appointment? I said, yeah, we got chicken nuggets. And that's when she was like, okay, you're Puffy.
Oh, I'm glad it passed the test.
Last time I saw you, you were tan. Now you're brown. I was dying.
Oh, hey. Thanks, man. Sorry.
I don't know what to tell you, kid. I've always been this brown. I said maybe I went tanning.
Yeah, maybe you went tanning or something. I don't know.
Funny-ass shit, though. Oh, man. But anyway, this Saudi show, it's going to be the regular Saudi shit show.
Yeah. It's just a showcase. I say it all the time. It's not a real pay-per-view. It's just a showcase. It's whatever the Saudi prince wants to see. So he keeps asking for, like, to see Yokozuna, who's been dead for, like, fucking 10 years.
Whatever the Saudi prince wants, the Saudi prince gets.
Yeah, exactly. And so, usually, storylines usually don't continue or start up at these shows. It's just, you know, usually they'll have, the only thing they may do is they may actually do a title change, which I'm surprised at.
You ever do something and then not even realize that you did it and it just like throws you off? Sorry to cut you off with that. But I sipped my coffee and I completely forgot that I put bourbon in it. So I just wasn't expecting that kick of alcohol when I sipped my coffee. I'm like, whoa, that fucking coffee's got some kick to it today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's Jim Beam, black, double-aged. Whoops.
Yeah. I mean, they'll probably do a title change. Like, looks like most likely Miz and Morrison are going to win the tag belt.
Oh, I'd love that.
Which is surprising, because usually they don't have title changes.
Because they want you to think of it as not a showcase. Because they're going to start using it as a regular pay-per-view.
I guess, yeah. I mean, the Miz and Morrison's going to turn around and lose them back anyways, but...
I hope not. Yeah, give them a nice little run, because I don't care about the New Day. The New Day sucks.
Well, most likely it's going to be the Usos.
Sure. But New Day sucks, and I'm over them. Yeah, I'll say this. I don't think New Day sucks as much as the Street Profits have started to suck.
Well, then I wrestle.
They just do comedy shit. They just have Montez Ford come out and be a fucking little WB frog.
Yeah, they don't even do anything anymore.
Which is ridiculous because they were good in the ring. I loved their Evolve run. I loved them when they were in NXT. But now they just...
That ladder match that they won at TakeOver 25, the one we saw, was freaking crazy. It was awesome.
Absolutely insane. But Vince doesn't know how to use a guy. Vince gets to use a black guy and he says, dance for me! Ha ha ha! I love it!
Or freaking dance for me, or lose, or freaking cheat on someone's wife with somebody.
I got this great idea, Bobby. You're going to have sex with Lana.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's Vince. What are you going to do, though? It's true when you really think about it, though. So think about this. Storyline. Bobby Lashley sleeps with Lana, who's cheating on Rusev.
Yep.
Bobby Lashley, black guy. Ricochet, storyline. Ricochet knocks up Maria Kanellis, who cheats on Mike Kanellis. Ricochet, kind of black guy.
Yeah, that turned out not to be true, right?
They dropped that quick. I think it wasn't going to work, and they dropped it. I don't think any of them were happy with it. I want to say Ricochet was upset about it because he didn't even know about it until they ran the angle on Monday Night Raw. And yeah. Ricochet's, like, engaged in shit. So he's like, eh, no. Yeah. And then Maria Kanellis didn't like it, probably because she was probably mad. She's like, I don't fuck black guys.
Yeah, probably not.
And, yeah, so they dropped that, and I think that's what made them decide to say, Rusev, Lana, and Bobby Lashley can do this then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not looking forward to Saudi Arabia, I'll tell you that.
No. Nor should you be.
But, I mean, we're going to have that Mania-level match between Goldberg and The Fiend. I'm just making fun of you because you said that that should be a Mania.
No, I'm not saying that it should be like it's a WrestleMania type moment. I'm just saying like if you're gonna just use Goldberg to just put over Bray Wyatt, then just do it at Mania.
No, you do it at a card like Super Showdown that nobody really cares about.
Right. So then it's not gonna have the same effect.
Yeah, because people will hear about it and be like, oh shit. He beat him like that? You know they'll show clips of it on Raw. They might show video. Oh, I don't know how that goes with Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, of course they will.
Yeah, we'll see. We will see.
It seems like a wasted moment because kind of like, all right, well, if you're going to just use him as a way to put over Bray Wyatt, then just do what it means to make
WWE
it
WWE is full moment. Of wasted moments. They could have a whole program, yeah. WWE wasted moments.
But if that's the case, because your plan is just to have Roman Reigns beat him.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, well, you know what I mean? So then it's going to go from he put over, he beats Goldberg at this random Saudi show that nobody watched, and then at Mania loses to Roman Reigns.
Which makes more Roman Reigns look bigger and better.
Yeah, but, it was, yeah.
That's fine. That's what
it kind of does.
No, I think it does.
I don't know.
I think it does, man. It makes him look better. It makes him look bigger and stronger, and it's more of a feat because he just beat Goldberg, and then they'll probably put him over on somebody else big at Elimination Chamber to kind of build him up more as this, like, unbeatable monster before he loses to Roman
Reigns. Yeah, I don't know who he's faced at freaking Elimination Chamber.
Who knows?
If he, it's probably Amanda Bryan again.
Sting!
No.
Why not?
Because Sting can't even move anymore. Sting's worse.
Glad that you said that. Rumored innuendo is that Sting has been cleared by officials to come back to a WWE ring, and while they were trying to get him into a match in Saudi Arabia, they were unable to do that. But the rumored innuendo is that we will see Sting return to a WWE ring at WrestleMania to fight The Undertaker. 35 years too late.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, at least that much.
Yeah.
This would have been awesome fucking 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's fact. Yeah.
But the fact that it's now fucking, well, let's do it when they're both in their fucking mid-50s.
Well, here's what I'm saying. If that match happens, I know when it's time to go get beer and snacks.
Exactly. I mean, it'll be nice to see.
No.
It's gonna like just to say, no. Like, wow, look at that, Sting versus Taker. Neither one of them can do anything anymore.
Yeah, no, it won't be nice to see just to say, oh wow, look at that, Sting versus. No.
It'll just be nostalgia. Be like, oh wow, looks cool. Wow, Sting versus Taker, amazing.
Oh, yeah. Something we should also have, after that match, they should follow it up with...
Years in the making.
After that match, we should follow it up with Superstar Billy Graham versus Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Why not?
Might as well.
Superstar Billy Graham versus Jesse the Body Ventura.
Right, there you go.
Because they were very alike in their styles.
Yeah.
No, we don't need to see that either. No.
That's so dumb.
No.
Like, dumb. No, Vince, no.
Well, Vince doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. Look at how much their stock just plummeted a week ago.
Yeah.
plummeted.
That sounds bright.
They lost millions of dollars when their stock dropped. Granted, this is all, it dropped at the same time that everything happened with coronavirus, but it's not because of coronavirus. It's
might as well be.
Yeah, right? Fact. The WWE is the coronavirus.
Yeah. People probably get it from watching WWE.
But the stock's plummeted, and they lost a lot of money. And now, after that, WWE is being investigated for security laws violations, probably insider trading. I'm interested to find out who they think's involved in it and what was going on with it. Because it could be so many different things. This could be why, though. Actually, no, because those guys were fired before the stock dropped. I was going to say, this could be why those guys... Oh, maybe, though. Because the stock dropped on word of their quarter, which was horrible. It was down a lot. And maybe those two guys that got fired, the two top executives, had leaked information, and that's why they got fired.
Maybe.
Who knows? I don't know. We'll find out as this stuff comes up. It could be really serious, though. So a lot of people, and I know a lot of our listeners, probably have no idea what it means to have securities laws violations. Let me tell you something. My regular job, I work in finance. Security laws violations are no joke. I know myself, because I'm licensed, if I break any security laws, I face a $25,000 fine and 15 years in prison. So I don't know who they're dealing with. I don't know who's involved in it. I don't know if there's any licensed agents or brokers involved in any of that. So it could be people looking at jail time. And even if it's, you don't even really have to be licensed when you're insider trading. Look what happened to Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
We could see Linda McMahon go to jail for security fraud.
It could be Jim Cornette the whole time. It's him.
He's a heel.
Right, exactly. He'll move.
I'll move. That's, I don't know. Again, maybe it is Jim Cornette. He's like me, and I do heel shit. Yeah. I do heel shit,
Yeah, this talk probably plummeted because people are like, dude, they go on the fucking Saudi Arabia again.
Stock floated because they really had a lot of losses this past quarter. And coming off of that, there's a lot of talk right now. The WWE is actually thinking of, and this came from, this isn't rumor and innuendo. This was on the investor phone call. The discussion was because of how much money they lost and the low subscribership to the network. There's discussion of removing pay-per-views from the network and selling their pay-per-view content to third-party streaming providers like Fight TV or ESPN.com or Amazon or anyone like that, where you can go in and pay to watch the pay-per-view. So we could see...
People aren't going to do that.
I know, and that's the funny part about it. What they don't realize is it's not going to help them. What it's going to do is cause a dramatic decrease in subscribers to the network. Because more people...
Right.
They're better to create a tier system. They need to take it and say, we're going to make a tier system. And you've got $9.99. Don't get greedy and go for your $50, which you probably wouldn't be getting anyway. Because if you're contracting it out to someone, they're making a portion of that anyway. So take 20. Take 20 a month. And you do $10, no pay-per-views. $15 includes the indie companies that you're looking to add, like Evolve and whatever other indie companies that they're trying to work with right now. And then $20 includes pay-per-views. I think that makes way more sense than putting all your pay-per-views on fucking Fight TV.
Yeah, it's fucking dumb. So stupid.
Although, that means I can cancel my network. That means I can cancel my network and I get everything for free.
Yeah. You're just going to have people pirating the pay-per-view and putting on other places.
Because they don't do that right now?
Well, yeah, but you know what I mean? But now you have it, like, even more. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, yeah, I know. No, I meant to say, I don't know anywhere where you can illegally pirate TV shows.
Yeah. But, you know, James, like, it's just, how about you just freaking, I don't know, maybe stop fucking being stupid and doing stupid shit. And
how about fucking, you just, I don't know, stop being stupid. I like it.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. Maybe fucking stop having the same goddamn fucking matches on your show on SmackDown every fucking week. Maybe change the way, maybe not have fucking dog food matches.
I'm just saying. The XFL kicked off this week on a good note.
Huh?
The XFL kicked off this weekend on a good note.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, so my favorite team was, I told you earlier, my team was losing, the LA Wildcats.
Uh-huh.
I've decided the LA Wildcats is not going to be my team. And not because I know it sounds like, oh, they lost. No, that's not why. Because as I'm watching the first game, the quarterback for Houston, who's probably going to be, like, the best, at least, like, he looked incredible this week. He played for Temple University. He's a quarterback named P.J. Walker. For anyone in the know who knows wrestling, you recognize the name P.J. Walker as a man who also went by two other names that you might recognize. One being the Portuguese Man of War, Aldo Montoya. The other, of course, being just incredible. So, I mean, I'm a wrestling fan. How can I not root for a team who's got a quarterback with the same name as fucking just incredible?
Oh, you just said the same name.
Those it's not actually just incredible. But
I mean, somebody has the same name as just incredible. Who cares? A lot of people have the same name as wrestlers.
How many Mike Kwiatkowskis do you know?
There's a guy in the Clyde County plays with the Bears.
There is. I knew you were going to say that.
there was a hockey player with my last name as well. Plays for the Capitals.
But is his first name Mike?
Actually was. It was spelled differently.
Fair enough. I stand corrected.
He spelled it with, because he was like, I forget where he's from. It's like from Ukraine or something like that.
Listen, I still like the Houston Roughnecks. Their name's great, too. The Houston Roughnecks. Come on.
They remind me of, it sounds like Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers?
Yeah, you've seen that movie, Starship Troopers?
Maybe.
One of the crews in that movie was called the Roughnecks.
Oh. Well, when I think about it, I'm like, wow, this team's mascot should be Shad Gaspar.
Yeah, I saw the Washington and Seattle game earlier.
Did that go to overtime?
The Washington Defenders and the Seattle
Dragons.
What? Oh yeah, Dragons. Yeah, Seattle Dragons.
Did that game go to overtime?
No, Washington beat them big time.
Oh. I know at one point it looked like it was going to overtime. They're explaining the overtime rules. Because, like, this is going to go to overtime.
It was like 19-19. And then it became like 31-19.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, shit happens.
So I didn't watch the beginning of it. They still do the whole thing where they run out in the middle of the field and try to get the ball.
No. No, not the rules now are, instead of a kickoff, the home team elects to receive or defer. And then if it goes to overtime, the away team gets to make the decision in overtime.
Okay.
So I like the idea, like, they're speeding everything up. I think that's pretty cool. Clock not stopping when you go out of bounds, when you throw an incomplete pass, unless it's under 2 minutes. No kicks for the extra point. You get a shot from, like, 3 yards, 5 yards, and 10 yards or something for 1, 2, or 3 points.
It's backyard football. It's like we used to play when we were kids.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like I like the thing instead if the game goes to overtime, you get 5 attempts from the 5-yard line. Like 5 one play attempts. And you can score on as many of those 5 attempts as you can. And then the next team gets 5 attempts.
It's kind of like the shootout in hockey.
In hockey, a little bit. It is, yeah. Yeah, I think that's kind of cool. Yep.
Well, I'm
excited for it. I thought there was some good football today. I'm now a Houston Roughnecks fan. I was gonna be an LA fan because they have Pepper Johnson as their defensive coordinator, who was a coach here in New England. They have a couple guys on the team that are former Patriots, and they have.
Aren't there like 8 teams?
Yeah, there's 8 teams. It's Houston, Dallas, LA, Washington, Seattle, St. Louis, New York, Tampa. Did I say Houston?
You did.
Houston?
Washington.
Houston, Dallas, Washington, Seattle, LA. Yep. New York.
New York.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
One more. St. Louis.
St. Louis?
Yep, St. Louis. Yeah. St. Louis plays in the Rams Stadium. In New York plays at MetLife Stadium.
Well, everyone plays there.
Tampa plays in Raymond James Stadium.
Yeah, where the Bucks play.
And Seattle plays in the Seahawks stadium.
Yeah.
All the other ones play in either Major League Baseball or former Major League Baseball or Major League Soccer stadiums.
Yeah.
So, that's going to be cool, though. I'm looking forward to it. I like football.
Hey, if anyone wants something to watch one day, watch the 30 for 30 on the XFL, the original one. It's actually pretty fascinating.
Yeah?
How close they were to actually becoming legit, and actually how much stuff how much came out of the XFL that we use today in the NFL.
Okay. That's cool.
Like, for example, the Skycam. Like, the Skycam was from the XFL.
Really?
Yep.
That's interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, the Skycam that they use now in the NFL is from the XFL.
Huh.
The XFL was the first one to use it.
Huh. That's interesting.
Same thing with, like, it had to do with camera angles. It was all a lot of technical stuff. It wasn't really, like, none of the rules came over. It was mostly, like, but it was all the technical stuff, like the camera work and, you know, things like that. Being mic'd up. Things like that all the time.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
It's pretty fascinating how close they were, man. Actually, it was all about one guy. One guy pretty much brought down the XFL.
Really?
It was some random tech guy who fucking tripped over a cord that caused the game to black out right as they were about to, like, right in, like, the greatest, was arguably, like, the best game the XFL had ever had. It was a game that was in, like, double overtime or something like that. And this team was, like, the best player in the league. It was, like, the best team with the best player. They were driving to win the game. And everyone was watching. It was their second week. And then some guy fucking accidentally tripped over some cord and pulled the fucking plug, which caused the game to go blackout. And people just turned it off after that.
Wow.
And the ratings just plummeted right after it.
Wow. Yeah. I'd hate to be that guy.
They talk about it in the documentary, the 30 for 30. They don't say the guy's name.
Well, because they probably don't want him to get.
But they're probably like, yep. Basically, somebody just pulled the plug, and as a result, they blacked out it was like 20-something minutes they blacked out, which was like, so no one saw the end of the game. So no one knew how it ended. This was back in like 2000 when we didn't have like Facebook and shit like that, you know?
Yep, yep.
you know, we didn't have like YouTube, and you couldn't just go and watch, you know, you couldn't just go watch replay somewhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's crazy.
And yeah, and so people just kind of got bored really quick. They're like, oh, well, I guess this thing doesn't fucking work anymore. So people just lost interest.
I'd be pretty mad about that. Vince must have had a conniption fit. Vince must have had a fucking conniption fit.
Oh, he did. It was him and, I forget the other guy's name. Another guy was big into the NFL at that time. It was like, they were partners, and they were close, man. They talked about how close they were and how, like, legit they were going to be. Like, the ratings were huge for the first game.
Yeah.
And they were even bigger for the second game. And then that thing happened, and then all of a sudden, they couldn't recover. It just,
like, and then the wheels fell off. And then the wheels fell off.
Yeah. Yeah. People just kind of lost interest. And not only that, sponsors lost interest.
So yeah, and that sucks. Once you lose sponsors, that's it. You're done.
Yeah. Sponsors were like, oh, you guys cut off right in the middle of freaking, right before we're going to have our ad play? Fuck you guys. We're not going to,
I didn't even think of it that way. But yeah, sponsors would probably be like, what the fuck? Our ad was supposed to come on, and then you fucking cut us out? Dicks.
Yeah, exactly. So they probably, you know, it's ad revenue, you know, they're going to lose money.
Yeah.
I think if you lose fucking $1 million or whatever for a fucking 30-second commercial, you know, that one commercial makes like millions of dollars for these companies. And, you know, if you don't show it, then they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
We don't trust you to be able to put on the proper shows, so we don't want to be part of you guys anymore. Yeah.
Like, see ya. We're out. They're like, no, wait.
Yeah, they were close. So, yeah. Highly recommend. Anyone wants need some time, go ahead and find 30 for 30 on the XFL. The original one. It's pretty good.
I'll have to look that up. That sounds like it would be a good watch.
It was good. It's fascinating. Very interesting.
Well, let's continue on with other news. So in other news, EC3 is being rumored to go to AEW. So
hey.
He was there was a tweet that Chris Jericho put out with him hanging out with EC3, and in it, he talked about how great he was and how great things are coming in the future from him, and then tagged AEW. So it's going to be interesting to see if anything happens from that, or if it's just your average rumor and innuendo that isn't really anything and doesn't really go anywhere.
Yeah. Maybe he's the leader of the Dark Order.
Oh, that would be bad. I heard that it might be Matt Hardy.
I heard that too. Now, that's probably the best person for it to be.
Yeah.
Although, I did catch a part of AEW this past week, and I kind of wouldn't be surprised or shocked, at least, if it ended up being Christopher Daniel.
I agree with you. When I've been watching everything that's going on, I'm thinking it's gonna be Christopher Daniels.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just looks like it.
Me too, yeah.
I saw the same thing that you did and thought the same thing that you did when I saw it. I was like, oh, so Christopher Daniels is gonna be the guy that's leading this crew then. Gotcha.
Yeah. It kind of makes sense. It reminds me a little bit of, like, remember when Bully Ray was the leader of the Aces and Eights in Impact?
Yep.
The same kind of idea. He got beat up a lot, but secretly he was the one doing everything, and, you know. So I'm wondering. I do wonder if it's going to lead to I think I'll know more. It'll make it kind of be more realistic if the Dark Order are ever to, like, win the tag belts or something, you know? Or get a tag, if they start to feud with the SCU and start to really kind of go for the tag belts.
Yep.
No, they're not the tag champions anymore. It's fucking, well, they're going to lose them back, so. When they can, because eventually it looks like, you know, it's leading towards Omega and freaking Hangman Page are going to break up. You know, They're moving towards that breakup and feud, which means they'll drop the belts to whoever they face, which I think is, I think they'll face SEU again soon, I think, right? Don't they next week?
I think it's next week, yeah, they face SCU in the rematch for the titles.
Right, so I'm pretty sure you're going to probably see Hangman Page turn on Omega. SCU wins the belt. And then eventually they face the Dark Order. Dark Order wins the belt, and then it's revealed that Christopher Daniels was the leader of the Dark Order all along.
It's just fitting. It's just, I don't know. I don't know, when I saw it, I thought that same thing that you did. They can't, like, how they've been, like, trying to get him, and he comes out, like, last minute to try to save his boys, and they all get out the ring, and I'm like, oh, so he's the leader of the Dark Order. Cool, good to know.
So, I mean, and which is fine. I mean, that's fine, too. If they go that route, I'd be fine with that, too.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not like I'm going to be like, why the hell did you do this crap? It's fitting. How's that?
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. I agree with you. I can't say I think otherwise. How's that?
Right.
Probably
don't screw it up.
Yeah, they might.
Yeah.
They just might. We'll have to wait and see. Do we talk about Samoa Joe? Samoa Joe, rumor and innuendo is that he was out suspended with a wellness policy violation, but that's come out that it's not the case, and that was just not true.
Smoking the dope.
Smoking the weed.
Yeah. No, I think he was actually just hurt.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks like he was actually just hurt, and it wasn't what everyone said it was, so it's all good. It's over and done with. He'll be back. I guess he tweeted out a picture of himself, like, looking at his phone confused when he read that. I like Joe. Joe's my guy. I just put Joe in my crew. So, you know how in 2K19 I'm moving everybody over for WrestleMania 10. I told you I'm going to get all of our characters on the main roster, on the WWE roster. Well, I lost the tag team title in WCW. So I'm preparing myself to come over to WWE, and I put together my crew. We're called the Academy of Pure Violence. It's Marcus Fury. It's Moose. And then my tag team is Samoa Joe and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a badass crew. I'm a big Joe fan. I like Joe. So I'm glad he's not suspended, and he'll be back. And I'm glad that they kept Samoa and they didn't just drop his name to Joe. Did with Buddy Murphy and made him Murphy.
Which is fucking dumb again.
It's not really dumb.
Like, it's so stupid.
Why?
Like, Vince, cut that shit out.
Guy, he was Murphy before.
Who cares?
He was Murphy before, but he wasn't Buddy Murphy. He was just Murphy. It was Murphy and who was his partner?
Let's just change everyone's name to their just one name.
No, what was his partner's name when he was Murphy? It was Murphy and,
I don't know.
What was his tag team? It was him, and they were managed by Alexa Bliss.
No idea.
The guy from the Forgotten Sons. Blake. Blake and Murphy. Wesley Blake.
Blake and Murphy.
It wasn't Wesley Blake and Buddy Murphy. It was Blake and Murphy.
Oh, his name was just Blake Murphy.
Nope. Blake was the other guy. hence why that guy's now called the Forgotten Son, because no one remembers who the fuck he is.
Right,
because
no one knows who the fuck you are.
Like, oh, Forgotten Sons, huh? We don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
We forgot about you, buddy. Oh, wait, no. We didn't forget about Buddy. We forgot about Blake.
Yeah.
I'm not your buddy, pal.
Why? Like, why do we need to change people's names?
I don't know. Oh, did you see? I didn't even mention this before we went on the air, but did you happen to see? I think you're going to be happy about this. We talked about this a week or two ago. The WWE backtracked on changing what they call the women's title.
Good.
It's not just going to be the NXT Championship or the WWE Champion, the Raw Championship or SmackDown Championship. It will be the NXT, Raw, and SmackDown Women's Championship. Fuck you, yeah. Becky Lynch, and your I'm the man. It's not the Women's Championship because I'm the man. I know you love Becky Lynch, but I'm so over her.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just fine. Like, don't freaking... You don't need to change the belt's name. Why? Dumb.
Because no, they want to be... They don't want to be... They don't want to make it seem like they're against women.
Who cares? They're not. Like, no one thinks that, but you. No one thinks that, but you, WWE. That's your problem.
And probably not even half of WWE. It's just, like, one of you that thinks that.
Yeah. Who's the one guy who thinks that? Who's a fucking idiot? Fire him.
Fire him. Send them home.
Seriously, like, who thinks that?
Yeah.
Nobody thinks that way.
Nobody thinks that at all. Just okay. Some idiot
like so
in the front office that doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
It's just, so good job. At least he'll see because he listens, because Vince listens to our podcast.
Probably. Probably. He was like, oh, shit, those guys don't like this. I need to hire them to tell me which sucks.
Vince, if you're listening, stop doing dumb shit like that.
How about this? Vince, if you're listening, Matt Riddle is not an outside guy. Matt Riddle is the fucking man. Stop holding him back because he says crazy shit and gets under people's skin in the back. This is why people like him.
Hold him back. He seems to only do that when, like, he does something on the main roster. Because when he's in NXT, he does whatever the fuck he wants, and it's great. But when he goes up to the main roster, then he has, like, problems with somebody, and Vince doesn't like it, and then punishes him for it.
Well, it's not even that he has problems with somebody. It's like he's calling out these guys that he wants to fight. I get it. He wants... Yeah. The guy comes from... The guy has a UFC background. So he wants Goldberg. I get it.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
How about you do Matt Riddle versus Goldberg in fucking Saudi Arabia?
Goldberg said that, I don't know, Goldberg wants him from what I've heard from the arguments back and forth.
That should be it. Put that match in Mania. Put that match in NXT. Goldberg versus Matt Riddle NXT.
I'd much rather see that at freaking Saudi Arabia than The Fiend.
Yeah, exactly.
He wants Brock Lesnar, too. And seeing that they were both UFC and Brock told him that he won't fight him. He's like, you're never going to work with me, kid.
Yeah, which is dumb.
Yeah. What are you going to do, though?
Dumb.
I don't know. I like Matt Riddle. And
me too.
And he just says great shit. Like, even, I hate, on a sidebar here, I hate that they had him and Pete Dunne win the Dusty Rhodes Classic.
They got on the tag belt, too.
Can we just get rid of the Dusty Rhodes Classic?
No, man. They do it so they can... Now, it's really going to end up being a way of making... It's going to end up being the number one contendership tournament, basically.
I get that. But stop taking... Here's what I don't like about it. Here's the worst part about this fucking tournament. You take... You have eight teams. Seven of those teams are real teams... And one of those teams is a throw-together team. And the seven teams that have experience and history together lose to the throw-together team that has no experience together. It's fucking dumb. All it does is make your current teams look horrible because they can't even beat a team that hasn't even been together long.
True, but you gotta remember, too, like, but...
That's horrible. Like, they gotta stop with it. I get once in a while you do it, but we've had more winners that aren't a real team than we've had winners that were a team. Stupid.
Okay, true. I get that part. But that would make, I think, a little bit more sense if, like, I would understand it more if the two guys that they just threw together were, like, just two, like, mid-card guys that nobody's, like, really that big on, you know?
Yep.
They always put together, like, two major stars. And put them together.
Yes.
And then it'd be like having a bunch of teams in the NBA go in a tournament and then have one team full of all-stars. And it'd be like, and then the all-star team wins. Like, well, yeah, the all-star team should win. They're fucking all-stars. They're like main eventers. Like,
yeah, but they're not putting it, they're not going against just scrub teams. Like, you,
right,
like,
they still should. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
the grizzled young veterans are a fucking incredible team. Undisputed Era, incredible team. Like, they're beating teams that have been dominant in NXT. So now you have this, these teams that have been dominant in NXT that goes, that loses to this team that has no prior experience. That team should lose because they don't, they don't know each other well enough.
That team is made up of two main event stars.
Yeah, but what they're showing is that anytime you take two main event stars, even though they don't have, they don't have any experience together, even though they don't know each other, they're going to beat the team that has been teaming together for years that know each other so well. But then when you have a regular tag team match between two tag teams, the team that's experienced, they talk about how much, oh, these guys know each other so well. This is why they're so great. Then they shouldn't lose to your patchwork throw-together team. It's fucking dumb. It's fucking dumb.
But it's the Mega Powers, man. It's the same concept.
No, but they're not the Mega Powers. Sure. Matt Riddle's good. But Matt Riddle Hogan. And Pete Dunne is not Randy Savage.
No, but they're at least like two big name stars. I mean, Pete Dunne was the champion.
And then last year, who won?
I think who won last year.
Ricochet and Aleister Black.
Oh, yeah, they won last year, right?
Yeah, that's exactly. See my point? You're doing it too much. I get it. Maybe once in a while you have that happen. But not every year you have a throw-together team that fucking wins the stupid thing. It's fucking dumb.
We've had what? Probably had five champions now.
Three or four of the five have all been throw-together teams. Undisputed Era won 1 year. I think.
Yeah, and I'm looking at that right now. Yeah. Undisputed Era won it 1 year. And somebody else won it 1 year. Another tag team. And then the other three have been together. I got it right here. The Authors of Pain.
Okay. Which makes sense.
The Authors of Pain won it 1 year. And so Finn Balor and Samoa Joe won the first one.
Yep. Another throw together team.
But again, two guys who were champions.
Yep.
And then you had...
I won't argue Samoa Joe and Finn Balor because of the level that they were at in NXT. So I won't argue those two. That's one where you can say, oh, they threw together the Mega Powers. I'm like, yeah, okay. And then you do it again with Ricochet and fucking Aleister Black.
Yeah, the last two have been... have been teams they put together.
So basically you're telling me for the past 2 years your teams in NXT all suck.
But the last 2 years have also given, they've gotten tag team championship matches.
Yeah.
When they won it. And
yeah.
And like last year, Black and Ricochet lost to the War Raiders.
Yep.
Or War Machine.
Yep. And so year, all your established tag teams lost to this throw together team, who then went on and lost to your tag team champions. So you just made your entire tag division look like shit. It's fact. Like, that's all they've done. The Dusty Rhodes Classic, the way that they book it, makes their current WWE roster look like, their current NXT roster look like garbage. Like, I can't take any of those guys seriously. I can't look at any of them to go to the main roster and beat teams. Like, you're an experienced team and you lost to this team that was just thrown together. I don't know. I don't like it. However, here's one thing that I do like. And here's the most important question of the night. How much fish would Bobby Fry fish if Bobby Fry could fry fish? How much fish would Bobby Fish fry if Bobby Fry could fry fish? How much fish would Bobby Fish fry if Bobby Fry could fry fish? How much fish would Bobby Fish fry if Bobby Fry could fry fish? Do you know?
No idea.
I heard we're going to have a fish fry off this week on NXT. Matt Riddle versus Bobby Fish. And we're going to find out how much fish Bobby Fish could fry if Bobby Fry could fry fish. Bobby Fish could fry fish. How much fish would Bobby Fish fry if Bobby Fry could fry fish?
I'm surprised. So I'm wondering Two, I guess, is there a plan to take the belt off of all of the Undisputed Era?
I don't know.
Because, you know, if I'm taking tag belts off of Fish and O'Reilly, they already took the North American title off of freaking Roderick Strong.
Well, that's because Keith Lee is the greatest thing that's going on in wrestling right now. I don't know if you realize that, but there is nothing better in the WWE right now than Keith Lee.
And then you have Ciampa versus Cole at freaking TakeOver, and most likely, I don't know. It's possible they could take the belt off of Cole as well.
They could. You think they're getting ready to send them up to the main roster?
I don't know. If they can send the whole group, up there, I don't know. I think that would be a bad move.
Why?
Because I guess it depends on where they go. Like, you know what I mean? Like, most likely, they're doing so well in NXT. I wouldn't even touch NXT right now.
Okay.
I wouldn't move anybody. Because I think if you move up to the main roster, you're going to get lost. If they go to Raw, they'll be okay. If they go to SmackDown, they're screwed.
Fair enough.
So, like, I guess it depends on where they're going to send them. You go to Raw, okay, you might do well on Raw, but if you go to SmackDown, it's going to be terrible because SmackDown already is not doing well, and they're just going to, it's not going to make it better.
True.
They're not going to get used properly. They're going to get used the wrong way, and then they're just going to lose all their momentum and credibility and all that shit, and then it's just going to be terrible.
Well, you know what they should really be wondering? No?
What?
How much frizz could Bobby Fish fry if Bobby Fish could fry fish? Not Bobby Fry. I don't know who Bobby Fry is. Bobby Fish could fry. I can't even say it! I need more wine.
Good. You're just being annoying.
Hey, I do heel shit. Get over it.
I don't know. So I honestly wouldn't touch NXT right now.
No, I hear you. I wouldn't either. I think they've drained the best talent. Well, not all the best talent. They've drained some of the best talent from NXT. I think you just gotta let NXT marinate and rebuild itself up.
I think NXT is doing well.
It is. But I just think that that's why you have to like throw together fucking teams because you didn't have enough tag teams and you took teams that aren't even doing shit. Why'd you take the War Raiders? Why'd you take the Street Profits? You're not even using them. The Street Profits could be still wrestling in NXT right now. They could have won the Dusty Rhodes Classic instead of another fucking throw-together team.
Yeah. They don't need to win the Dusty Rhodes Classic. They already did everything.
And if they won the Dusty Rhodes Classic, I wouldn't be sitting here asking you how much fish would Bobby Fish fry if Bobby Fry could fry fish. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, Killer Cross and Timothy Thatcher, newest signees to the WWE. Thatcher attempted to go to Japan. They didn't really have much interest in him, so he came back and signed with the E. I think a lot of people were surprised at both of these. A lot of the IWC was upset with these. I think that Timothy Thatcher signing is a huge surprise. To me, I was extremely surprised that Timothy Thatcher signed with the WWE. But when you really look at it and think about it, he was a part of Ring Kampf, which was Walter's crew in progress before he signed with the NXT. Before, you know, he ended up forming Imperium. So it's not completely out of the realm that he decided to rejoin his former partner in NXT, but it was still very surprising to me. I wasn't expecting him to find out that Timothy Thatcher had signed. Killer Cross, not so surprising to me. I mean, yeah, he's been bouncing around to a bunch of different places on the independent scene, but a lot of people forget that Killer Cross is dating Scarlett Bordeaux, who recently signed to NXT. So,
well, yep, that pretty much does it.
What?
That pretty much does it then. They'll make him be there.
That's and that no, he's signed already. He's signed to NXT.
Oh. He'll,
but that's why he's to me, that's why he's there. It's like, oh, of course he showed up there. That's where his girlfriend is. She signed a deal and then was like, all right, let's get my man in the door.
Yeah.
I mean, so that wasn't surprising to me. I think if they use him right, Killer Cross could be a beast in NXT. I don't know what they're going to do, if they're going to put him right in NXT, if they're going to get him to the main roster, or if they're going to use him in Evolve for a little bit. I mean, if you watch the last couple Evolve shows, we saw Samuel Shaw. If, I don't know if you remember Samuel Shaw from his days in Impact.
I think so. Yeah, I think I remember him.
He had that stalker gimmick where he was like stalking, what the hell's her name, from The Beautiful People.
Oh, Thomas Skaggs?
No, no, no. The brunette one. The one that, like, left them first.
Oh, Madison Rain?
Madison Rain. She's a killer queen! I know that was horrible. It was purposely. I did that horrible on purpose. I'm not a huge Madison Rain fan. I don't know if you know. I probably said it before. She talked shit to me on Twitter.
Yeah.
I was talking shit about Sumi Sakai when she was the Impact Women's, the Ring of Honor Women's Champion, and how she just looks horrible. She does not look like championship material, and she walks, and just the way that she moves, she has horrible posture. It looks like she's like 97.
Yeah.
And Madison Rain copied my tweet and talked shit to me about it. And then deleted her tweet talking shit to me and replaced it with a tweet saying how other people might have saw her tweet and wondered where it went, but she wasn't going to give attention to a troll like me or some other shit. She called me some names and said that I didn't deserve attention.
Whatever. It's Twitter. Who gives a fuck?
Fuck you, Madison Rain.
Can't look Twitter. Twitter's dumb.
I like Twitter. Twitter's the shit. Fuck off.
Don't
be hating.
Oh, no. I didn't get... Oh, Madison Rain doesn't like me. Oh, no. What am I going to do? Oh,
I'm going to talk shit to her like I just did.
Who gives a fuck? Twitter. Twitter's dumb.
Twitter's great. Stop whining. Stop hating on Twitter.
Twitter's stupid.
No, it's not. You're just a hater.
No, I don't care about your fucking opinion about anybody.
Hey, listen. Maybe you should go get some beer and stop drinking all that fucking Haterade.
What?
The Haterade that you're drinking. You clearly have a cup full of Haterade right now.
I don't like freaking Twitter. Twitter's dumb.
Twitter's great. You're crazy. Anyway, speaking of Twitter, actually, I don't think this is anywhere on Twitter, but Adam Baum was recently arrested and is now facing numerous drug charges. Apparently, Emmett Brian Clark Jr., better known as Adam Baum, has pleaded not guilty to several charges, which includes transporting narcotics, conspiracy, illegal control of enterprise, transporting and selling narcotics, drug possession, and possessing a weapon during a drug offense. Some of these charges to me, like possessing a weapon during a drug offense. Really? You're just like you're making shit up and throwing it out there.
Hey, whatever. They gotta make something stick.
It sounds like he was like involved in some major drug ring or like some mafia shit. Illegal control of enterprise.
Oh, really?
Sounds mafia to me. Adam Baum is rolling with the mafia. I don't know. And then the other side of that, Brett DiBiase Ted DiBiase's other kid, the kid that showed up just really, really briefly. I'd say he was there for a cup of coffee, but he was really there for an espresso. He was in FCW for a while, former FCW tag team champion along with Joe Henning, a.k.a. Curtis Axel. They were called the Fortunate Sons. They were tag team champions there. He showed up on the main roster for an espresso for maybe like one time with Legacy, with his brother and Bo Dallas. And, no, it wasn't Bo Dallas. Who was in Legacy with it was Cody Rhodes, right? Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase Jr.? Yeah. So it was Cody and Ted DiBiase Jr., and then Brett DiBiase showed up. And then he, like, hurt his back or his knee or something, and he had to end up retiring, and he got released. And then he got a job in, like, where was he? Minnesota, maybe? Was it Minnesota that he was in? See if I can find this. Idea. Wherever he lived, he was a member of the, he was a supervisor for the welfare system there.
Ooh.
And he got in trouble for welfare fraud. So apparently, he laundered a bunch of money out of it. $4 million to be, I don't know if it's exact, but he laundered $4 million that was allegedly stolen that was supposed to go to a nonprofit organization. At least $48,000 was used to pay for his drug rehab. It was Mississippi. He was the head of the Mississippi Welfare Agency. So, he received $48,000 to get help for his drug addiction in an attempt to cover up the payments allegedly were made by the department's former director, John Davis, and Nancy New, owner and director of the Mississippi Community Education Center and New Learning Resources, to make it look as if DiBiase was being paid to teach classes about drug abuse. So, that's interesting. So, he was abusing drugs, had to go to drug abuse counseling, they paid for it, and said that they were paying him to teach drug abuse classes when they were really sending him to get help for drug abuse.
Nice.
Here's the thing that I don't get about that, though. I get it. It's welfare. It's supposed to go to a nonprofit. It's supposed to be for him to teach classes. You're fucking helping somebody with that had drug abuse issues. It's not like he laundered money from the welfare system to go to Poor Island, and he was, like, sleeping with hookers. It's not like he was having sex with kids with Jeffrey Epstein, which, by the way, Theo Epstein still didn't kill himself. But, you know what I mean? It's not like he was doing something, like, horrible with this money. It was being used for him to get help with his drug addiction. So... Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like they made a big thing out of it and made it look like he's like this horrible person. And I don't think he's really that bad. Sure, he shouldn't have done it. Yes, it was wrong. But I think that it's kind of overreaction and you're charging this man for it. He was just trying to get help. The guy had a fucking drug problem. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. It's... You know, like when you try to cheat the system, you know?
Like, I guess.
No, you're trying to cheat the system, so do that shit on your own time.
Do that shit on your own time. We don't have time for you to cheat the system around here, pal. So now how this works. Yeah. You're supposed to be the... your dad's the million-dollar man. Why couldn't he pay for your drug rehab?
I know, yeah. You can't cheat the system, that's our job.
Fact.
You get in trouble for cheating the system, but only because the other ones could do it first.
Yeah.
Well, so get to do it first. So
on a little bit of positive news here, and I don't know how positive it is. It depends on if you think 2K20 sucks. I'm actually logging on right now as I'm saying this. The Southpaw download content has finally been released for WWE 2K20. If you guys don't know
what... Do anything left-handed?
No, Southpaw Wrestling. You haven't seen Southpaw Regional Wrestling?
No. Southpaws are lefties.
So Southpaw Regional Wrestling is like their... It's a skit that they do, and it now has like two seasons worth of skits, where a bunch of them did an old school wrestling. It's like throwback. Did you see Impact when they did like the retro Impact a few weeks back?
No.
Well, it's like that. They go retro, and all these wrestlers play old school characters.
Oh.
So, these old school characters are now being used as downloadable content. So let me see if this will tell me what the characters are. Of course, they're not. They don't have Chad Too Bad, though. They don't have Lance Catamaran or Tex Ferguson. So apparently, it doesn't have a lot of the guys that people wanted from it. Which makes sense to me. They fuck everything up. I'm trying to go to it right now. Let's see. PlayStation Store. And let's see exactly what they have on this content. You guys are getting this right now, live as it's going on. Here we go. Originals, Southpaw Regional Wrestling. By the way, all the downloadable content for this garbage game has been garbage. The only thing that I enjoyed was... the SmackDown 20th Anniversary Pack, which had Hulk Hogan, China, The Rock, and Mankind. Other than that, they had the Bump in the Night setup that had, let's see if it tells me exactly who they had. It had a bunch of crap guys in it. Bray Wyatt as The Fiend, and then a bunch of horror characters. It was like regular wrestlers, but as horror guys. And then they had a Wasteland Wanderers one. Same idea. It's like a bunch of wrestlers set up to be in... What was that movie? Where they like come from the wasteland? Mad Max.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like... that's all made to look like Mad Max. And now we've got the Southpaw Regional Wrestlers one. So I'm going to go right now and go see. I got to go to my 2K Central, I believe. 2K Central Towers. And let's see if it's in here. No, it's not in this. That's another thing. Now when you get the downloadable content in this game, instead of you just getting the downloadable content, you then have to go to 2K Central, I think. And you have to go, here it is. And you're going to go click in. So, I got all these guys. So, listen to this. These are the guys that you can get in Bump in the Night. Pilgrim Rusev. Zombie Sasha Banks. Wicked Aleister Black, which he looks like a demon. Unleashed Randy Orton, who looks like he's an alligator guy. Demon King Finn Balor. And he looks like... not like the demon, like an actual demon. Frankenstroman. The Swamp Father, Bray Wyatt. Fed Up Sheamus, who looks like Sheamus was fighting a zombie apocalypse. Zombie Cassius Ohno. Zombie Robert Roode. Zombie Cesaro. And Zombie Sami Zayn. I've been clamoring to play as zombie Sasha Banks.
You want to be Zombie Sasha Ohno?
Then
Zombie Chris Hero Sandwich?
In Wasteland Wanderers, we've got New Year's Ricochet, Arctic Shield Roman Reigns, Ali Fortune Fighter, Corbin the Gatekeeper, Corrupted Jack Gallagher, Grand Champion Batista, Seth the Wanderer, and Overlord Samoa Joe.
Would you say Corrupted Jack Gallagher?
Yeah. So now we have, here we go, here's the rewards for Southpaw Regional. We've got two arenas, Southpaw Summer Breakout 87 and Max Headlocks. The Southpaw Championship Wrestling, Southpaw Wrestling Championship and Southpaw Women's Wrestling Championship will get unlocked. Mind you have to do towers to unlock these. And now here's the old school guys that they have, which aren't even like the best guys in this. I don't even know. Like, all these guys in Southpaw are horrible. Velveteen King, Bad Hair Day, Bailey Billionaire, Dos Vetiana, Georgia Washington, Misfit Molly, Mr. McElroy, who's supposed to be like the Mr. McMahon, Samantha Urai, Sasha Memory Banks, The Sea Creature, and Glamrock Johnny Gargano.
Yeah.
It's funny because Georgia Washington and Dos Vetiana is just Charlotte Flair and Lana in characters that are exactly like characters in GLOW. It's a fact.
Good show.
It is. Sasha Memory Banks is like a nerd.
Sasha Memory Banks.
Bad Hair Day, I think it's supposed to be Ember Moon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb. I told you, it's dumb.
Yeah, well, hey.
It's pretty dumb. And it looks like you might even unlock more. See, I don't know, because there's like other guys in this. And I think as you go along, it will tell me the other guys that I unlock. It looks like there's a bunch of Glamrock guys. There's a Glamrock EC3. So I think as you go through the towers, you'll unlock more content. So I'm going to have to get into this and play this one just to see if I get anybody cool unlocked. But we'll find out. I don't know. I'll play around with that for a little bit and then tell you that it sucks and go back to my 2K19 because it's way better.
Good idea.
And I also won't play with it tonight. I'm going to go back to playing 2K19 because I really don't care about 2K20 is garbage. I still want a refund for it. I didn't buy the game. The game was given to me by 2K19 because I wrote a review for it. You can find that review at godhatesgeeks.com. I would suggest getting a drink and rolling a blunt because you'll get a fucking great laugh listening to me tear the game apart. That's about it, man. I don't have anything else this week. You have anything else that you want to bring up?
No.
I mean, I think that's about it. We touched on everything we wanted to touch on this week. It's been a great show. It's been fun. I still do heel shit. Theo Epstein still didn't kill himself, and you still shouldn't eat the pancakes. I'm just saying.
No. Oh.
Tomorrow, we've got more XFL, which will be today if you're listening to this when the episode drops on Sunday. If not, you missed it. Check it out next week. There's 10 weeks. Next week's Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
There's not really much going on for Valentine's Day. I don't really know. We don't have any pay-per-views coming up for a couple weeks. So we'll have a good show next week.
Valentine's Day Massacre.
The Valentine's Day Massacre. It is. We'll have a good show next week. I don't really know rightfully what we'll talk about yet. We'll figure it out. Probably just something like this. What?
NXT's next week, isn't it? NXT's next week.
NXT is next week.
16th.
You're right. So next week will be our NXT TakeOver Portland pit stop, which will be fun. It's always good fun talking about NXT. I love TakeOvers, so that's gonna be great. So I'll have a fun show breaking down everything that's NXT. And you know what the best part about this is?
What?
That we don't have to split it with a WWE pit stop because it's TakeOver by itself. So we don't have to rush through it. We can talk NXT. We'll have a lot of NXT talk. We'll talk about what happens this week on the program. as we lead into TakeOver. I'd like to try to get it dropped early. I doubt that we'll be able to because, I mean, Valentine's Day is on Friday. I'm sure you're going to have something to do. I know I'll have something to do. So maybe we can get together Saturday morning and bang out a recording.
Possibly.
We'll see how that goes. But definitely would like to get it done on Saturday so that we can get it dropped for Sunday at midnight. And everyone will have time to listen to the pit stop before the pay-per-view actually happens. But other than that, I guess we're done here. Next week, TakeOver Portland pit stop show. Hey, real quick, one more time. Anything else you want to throw in before you get out of here?
Nope. All good.
Well, with that, I'm Sean Puff.
And I'm AK.
I almost forgot who I was. And this has been Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Geeks. Peace out, Boston.